Hello, it is Chantel here from Studio Expansion, and welcome to the Studio Expansion program. I am so excited to have you here and to dive into module one of this transformational course. Now, module one is all about setting the vision. And here we're going to begin designing the dream of the studio that you're going to be creating over the coming weeks with the Studio Expansion program. In this video, you're going to learn how to create the step-by-step master plan to turn your studio into a thriving business as you gain the confidence, motivation and inspiration to achieve your dream for your studio. We're going to begin by setting a powerful hug goal, I'll tell you what that is, and so that you can start immediately enrolling more students into your studio with the Arts in Action Studio Growth Planner. And then we're going to set your Ripple Project, which will promote your signature program and build momentum in your studio in a way that will boost your enrollments and your profits faster than ever before. And I cannot wait for you to start rolling this out. To begin, let's get complete clarity on what you are seeking to achieve, and then we can create this precise map for you to follow. So this all really begins with setting a very clear intention about what we're going to be doing here. And I want you to think very carefully about what's important to you, because I know that attracting more students is only one part of what we want to do in your studio. And that is why we begin this whole process with a huge, uncompromising goal. Now, we're going to set this, what I call a hug goal. We're actually going to set it for 12 months from now. I want to zoom out past this 10 weeks and ongoing into what you're actually going to achieve over this period of time. You'll actually be able to take this SEP twice in this next 12 months, so it's going to give you a whole nother level to evolve. So I want you to zoom out to 12 months from today. And really standing in that point, I want you to look back and think at everything you'd like to see achieved. From an attraction perspective, how many students you have, your retention. I want you to look at the team you have surrounding you, the support you have in running and growing the studio. I want you to look around and see the systems you've put into place and how much more time and energy you have to run the studio. So I want you to really look back and think, gosh, what would I like to have achieved within 12 months? And I want you to get explicitly clear. I want you to really in detail describe what it looks like in the studio. And this is going to be our consistent thing we're going to come back to. And when you sometimes, if it gets tough, come back to this goal, it will drive you forward. So I want to share with you an example because it's written in a very precise way. You'll notice about what I've written here, it's written as if we are 12 months in the future, looking back and kind of saying what we've achieved. So I want you to write it in this type of style. It is 1 year since I started the Studio Expansion program, and so much has happened. Our studio is stronger than ever with 350 students, and we are the first studio on people's lips when they think of classes in our town. Our retention has improved from 60% to 90%, and there is the most incredible buzz in the studio. We barely have to advertise anymore because we receive so many word-of-mouth referrals. I am working less, and we've just booked a cruise to celebrate. So you'll notice here that we've been able to cover not only the growth, but also what it's done for you. You're feeling better, you're working less, the retention's improved. I want you to comprehensively paint a picture that is so compelling and that gets you so excited about what you want to have seen in the business. And this is the best goal setting that I do for myself every month, every year of my life. I'm always kind of looking forward, looking back and what I have to do to get to here. And this is the benchmark for us to achieve. If we can set the goal, we can then achieve the goal. We can by reverse engineering. So I want you to really paint the picture for me of what you want to be and where you want to be in your studio, because then we can build a plan to help you achieve that. So the next step is once you've written your hug goal and you've written it in beautiful, evocative language that just gets you so riled up and you've written it in your present tense starting from 1 year from now, I want you to jump on into the Studio Expansion Program Facebook group, our private group just for SEPers. And I want you to share your hug goal and I want you to use the hashtag hug. And I want you to write your goal there in the group. And what the power in doing this is, it's going to give you a level of accountability. It's like you drawing a line in the sand and saying, here is the marking point. From today, things change in my studio and I'm willing to declare it publicly. And the wonderful thing is you're going to gain so much support and you'll be able to really see the motivation of other studios' hug goals and what they are striving to achieve. It's just going to really collectively helps us all to move forward, knowing that we're all on this journey together. Super fun. So now we have got your big overarching 12-month goal. I want to zoom back down and in to our 10 weeks. So over the next 10 weeks, we have my very signature system, which is called the Ripple Project. Now, the Ripple Project is what we use with you in the Studio Expansion Program to create dramatic success and dramatic growth in one of the programs in your studio. So I want you to get really clear. The reason we do this and why I found it to be so successful is that when we're trying to market everything in your studio, we dilute some of the power of our marketing. And I have found that we can gain much more efficient success if we really look at refining the marketing, the retention strategy, the whole systems admin processes for one program at a time. I'm going to walk you through it. The best thing is that once you've been through this Ripple Project once, you can then choose to apply it to another program another time so that you'll consistently kind of just pick different programs in your studio and over time really evolve and up-level all of them. But today, we're just going to start with one program in your studio. I'm going to tell you how to choose it. So here are some examples of which program to choose. Now, my strongest recommendation, and this is purely from a benefit of retention, I would encourage you to choose probably your youngest age group that you have, because we have the greatest potential for retention for the longest period of time. And if you think of your studio like a pyramid, traditionally we have the bulk at the youngest age group, and as they grow up, there's a bit of natural attrition as we get towards the top of the pyramid. So I want to ensure that we are beefing out the bottom of your pyramid in your studio's, what do you call it, kind of like a demographic chart, population chart. The other kind of factor that you can consider here is that the program you recommend to the majority of people who inquire to your studio. So I want you to think about if there is, you have kind of a go-to program that is attractive to the majority that we can really help to refine out, that's a good one to choose as well. I want you to think about the program that you see has the most enormous untapped potential. So potentially you've got a great ability for capacity and you could really start to build out this program. A program that's more leveraged and that will enable you to grow faster. So if it's relying all on you to deliver one-on-one classes, it's going to be hard for us to really step up the numbers quickly. So that might be another thing to think about. Quite a few studios kind of come to me and say, oh, but you know, like my adult tap classes are really struggling. I'd like to boost them. And I completely understand where you're coming from. My intention with you in this course is to get you the greatest holistic success and the greatest holistic growth that we can in a short amount of time in a very ethical way. And if we're concentrating on your really struggling programs, I can get you greater success in a faster amount of time if we choose a program that's already got, you know, some pretty good legs to it. So that's kind of my advice on this topic. So have a look at this list and then just choose which one you're going to base your Ripple Project on. Actually, I'd love for you to post it into the Facebook group. Or if you're not sure, please do put a post in there and I'll be able to kind of guide you on this as well. Okay, the next thing is that we're looking at this one program. We're going to do a good old-fashioned SWOT analysis. Now, if you haven't done a SWOT analysis before, this is a fantastic way for us to really get a good benchmark on what we need to do to ramp things up. So, a SWOT analysis stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Now, this is going to give us a really good insight into where to start. So, the SWOT analysis, the first thing I want you to ask yourself is looking at this program you currently have. It might be your preschool program. It might be a Latin dance starter program. It might be your adult beginner ballet class. You know, choosing the program, I want you to think of it and think, what are the strengths of this program? Do you have the most outstanding teacher who kind of runs this course for you? Are you using a really outstanding curriculum that is fantastic and people love and it's great? Is your retention really good in this course? Do you have really wonderful kind of systems for running it? Would you say that the program has a great reputation in the community? What would you say are the real winners of this program? Do you think that it has a pretty good transition retention rate? What else would you say is really working well about this? Maybe it's got great profitability. Maybe it's a course that people will take in addition to other ones. So it's kind of like we're increasing the number of classes each of your students takes. So I want you to really just take a second and brainstorm all of the really positive attributes you can find of your Ripple Project program. That's the first step. And then I want you to identify what are the weaknesses? So here we're looking for, I mean, it might be not performing how you want it to be at the moment. I want you to look for more of the structural weaknesses. So for example, maybe there's no structure to the course. Maybe you've had a lot of inconsistency in the teaching staff. So you've had a kind of a lot of changeover of teachers, which hasn't given it that sense of solidity. Maybe you found that there's just been a lot of competition and you found that the numbers have really dwindled and your class sizes are too small to really get the energy and the sense of vibe in the class. Maybe you've been finding that the weakness is that you're charging quite low, so the profitability is very slight. You're not really maximizing the revenue potential of the program. Maybe you're finding that this is a program that people just haven't really connected with. Maybe you're not sure of how to market it. Maybe you're kind of just thinking, yeah, it's just not, I just don't know what to do differently. So I want you to kind of look at all the weaknesses you can find relating to this program. Maybe it's been really hard to find good teachers to teach it. Maybe, you know, there's lots of kind of different avenues there might be. Next, I want you to think about the opportunities. This is my favorite one. This is like, if you could have anything you want, what could you do with this program? If money was no object, if literally, if, you know, I came and I waved a magic wand for you and I said, you could do anything with this. What would you like it to look like? What would you like it to include? What would you provide in this experience? What would the program be known for? What would be a feature of it? I want you to get really creative here. I want you to think like anything is possible. What would you turn this program into? And what could you do differently that you're not currently doing? Maybe it's something like, you could actually license this curriculum, or maybe it's even something like you could take this and run it in preschools in addition to your kind of regular studio classes. Maybe the opportunity is that you've got a younger teacher who's brilliant who could take over these classes so you don't have to teach them anymore. Maybe you can really see that if you branded this whole program out, it could become known as a really standalone signature program. So once you think about the opportunities that you could do, the opportunity might be even to reduce the discounting that you're offering to get more profitability. You might see that the opportunity is to start doing Facebook ads to this program. You know, I want you to really start thinking, what else could you do? If you wanted to get more students into your Ripple project, what opportunities are before you? Could you get some publicity around it? Perhaps you could, you know, approach the local school and do some sort of workshop on it. What could you do to really ramp things up with your Ripple project to begin with? And the last one, what are the threats? So this is kind of like, what do we need to be aware of both short term and long term to ensure that we've got your back on this one? So it could be that you've noticed that there has been increasing competition in your area and that is, you know, definitely a significant concern. Maybe the threat is that you're teaching so much that if you're not there to teach it, no one can teach it. So there's no legacy. There's no legacy teachers. So to someone to fill in for you. Maybe you're realizing that the timetable is not working to support the growth of the program. So you've only really got these two slots in a week where a class could go into. And if they get full, then you've got nowhere to go on top of that. Maybe you're finding that the venue is not going to be big enough to cope if you doubled the students in this program. So I want you just to really think about what could hold you back from making this a complete success as you want to. So that's the first step. And so once you've got this strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats, this is going to give us a bit of an overview of what we want to achieve in the next 10 weeks. So this is going to show us what we can maximize and what we need to minimize really quickly. Now, our whole philosophy with the Ripple Project is that I want this to be the work you're going to do over these 10 weeks is going to set you up for not only providing an exquisite and exceptional experience that you are renowned for across town, but I also want to do this so that we are really setting the system foundations for the future. And this is what I call the replicable formula. So I want this to be like rinse and repeat pretty much so that you know how to grow it on a consistent basis year in, year out. I want the work we're doing now to really count. And so this is when we say creating the golden egg. This program that you've chosen, to me, it is the secret. When I analyze all of the most successful studios that I've worked with, if I look at them really carefully, there's a few clear key trends that you can really identify with them. They've got a very precise experience that they've crafted, and they have a very strategic kind of everything builds upon the other, and they know how it all fits together for both retention and attraction. So this is your golden formula, and I've been able to distill this from working with so many thousands of studios now that this is really the essence of what I want you to apply to your business. The gold is in the formula, my friends. Now, the first step of this formula is I want to see how we could turn your Ripple project, your program, into a very unique experience. Now, the word to concentrate on here is unique. Every man and his bloody dog does preschool dance classes. So if you are promoting preschool dance classes, you are keeping yourself in the thick of it. So we need to really step things up, step things out. And I want you to zig when everyone else is zagging. And this is where we come to creating a unique experience. So this is where, for example, we need to develop what I call a signature system. So even like just, for example, like hypothetically looking back at this, like the Ripple Project, I've given my process a name and I've made it so that it's my unique intellectual property. And I want you to do the same for your program. So let's say you're running, instead of doing preschool dance programs, I want you to build out a whole experience and a branded concept that's going to really promote your program. So that is step one, kind of really thinking about what is the unique experience you're going to be providing. Number two, the second bit of the formula, this is where we add in the wow factor. Now, I love a bit of wow factor, we really do. This is where I want to make it so that in terms of if I put everyone up on a stage, all of your competitors, everyone who offers programs in your area, if I put everyone up there, your program would be like the one shining. It would be the one that kind of going, pick me, pick me, pick me. And there would be no doubt in anyone's mind about what was the superior choice. So I want to kind of really look at what we could craft into this experience, what we need to do to compel them, but also to really step up and out from what everyone else is doing. So I want to add a bit of wow factor into the attraction strategy that you're doing. We'll talk about this in a second. And the third is we need to turn this into a replicable formula. So in terms of when you're doing your intakes of this program, when we're doing our big marketing pushes, we can actually kind of have this systematically set throughout the year. So we might do three big intakes to this program over the 12 months. We might decide that we're going to do some events or a big kind of social media, Facebook push or competition. We're going to do some database work, but I want this to be quite predictable so that you know that you're going to have the students coming in on a regular basis into your studio. The other side of the replicable formula is that it is the delivery of the program is replicable. So if you think about, let's just take, for example, a preschool program. Essentially, you've got a four-year lifespan of a student, really. So from the moment they start right through to when they kind of graduate and they go to big school, you might have from two to maybe to six. I mean, usually it's probably even less than that, like maybe like, you know, 2-3 years. So we want to be thinking, how can we literally turn this into such a replicable experience that you could develop the systems framework so that it really could start to run on autopilot? Ideally, I want you to get to the same place that I was at, and this was a joy, where my programs were so crafted and so choreographed that my team could run them artistically and also kind of administrationally without me needing to do it. Now, this is what I want for you as well. So we want to be thinking, how can we structure things so that there is kind of, you know, week one of the session, this all these set things happen. Week seven, these things happen. Week 10, this is what needs to be done. So we can really kind of map out the whole experience so that you've got this comprehensive guide that we can start developing and scaling up. And this, it might sound a little bit dull. It's not very sexy. I totally understand. But what it does is this is going to give you the potential to scale and grow faster than anything, because we're not just kind of, you know, we're doing this on an ad hoc basis. This is the most exciting thing that is going to change and revolutionize your studio. So here's the formula. Creating a very signature, unique experience that is branded that we can promote and we can sing from the top of the hills about this is why the experience that you want to be at. We combine that with some wow factor, which makes it irresistible and that people go, yep, that's the decision for me. And then we turn this into a systemized experience that is replicable and predictable and consistent for every student on every day, on every week of every year. That is your golden egg. And when we get your golden egg together, that is where we can start to see that as the main funnel of students into your studio. Once we have this mapped out, then all we have to do is create this beautiful retention strategy to keep them for a long time. So it's kind of twofold. We build out this is your attraction strategy, and then we build out the long-term retention. Twofold part for complete beautiful studio transformation. So I want you to look at worksheet 1.3. because this is your golden egg worksheet. And there are lots of questions that are going to help you on this worksheet to be able to identify how to build this out. And it's going to be, I would love for you just to kind of grab a cup of tea, sit down on a couch, and literally just kind of brainstorm this out. Think of all the different ways. Like, imagine that there's no object, the money's no object, you can do whatever you like, just don't limit yourself right now. We can get practical later. Let's kind of stay in the dream space, as Walt Disney says. So this is your first real thing to start achieving, after your hug, that is. And then as we move on from this, I want you to kind of to start building out this golden egg. And the first thing that is going to help us to really position your studio as the go-to is I'd like you to get stronger in communicating the value. So I literally want you to have a very clear and very precise, bullet pointed almost. I want you to be able to tell me in three concise little things why your program, why your Ripple program is the most outstanding value in town. Now, let's get clear here for a second. By value, I don't mean the cheapest. I don't mean the most affordable. I mean the most outstanding value. So I want you to convince me. I want you to imagine that if I was putting your program on trial and I'm sitting in the jury and you have to convince me that this is the most outstanding program I have ever come across. And what do I need to believe? What do I need to know about how valuable this experience is? How it's going to make me feel? I want you to think about all the things that I need to know and understand that will convince me that this is the best program. So I want you to kind of really highlight what the value is. And value is more than money. Value is so much more than money. So I want you to get really clear with me on what is the value of this program. Is it the fact that you offer 100% money back guarantee? And so that really there's no worry about coming on board with this program. To give you an example with Born to Perform, my studio, one of the biggest value selling points was that I actually offered free extended daycare. So in particular in my summer camp programs, I would say you could drop your child off at 8 o'clock in the morning. And then the course actually started it from 9 to 3 during the day, but they could drop them off anywhere between 8 and 9, and they could pick them up anytime between 3 and 5 for free. Now, this was a huge value statement because parents would go, wow, really? That's amazing. And it would be kind of structured activities between the 9 and 3, and then we'd have kind of supervised play outside of those hours. But when it in terms of like a values comparison, when they looked at my programs to other ones, like, well, that's a no-brainer, done. So I want you to get really clear on what is your no-brainer value statement, really. What makes your program the no-brainer value? The second step is the differentiator. I want you to get really clear on what does make this program different. How are you separate? And it can be subtle or it can be bold. And if at the moment you're finding that there's not really very much that differentiates you from the other people, let's put on your creative hats and put some in. This is where we can create anything, my friends. This is where we can start to think, okay, well, what would truly appeal to our dream student? And we're going to map that out next week. But just even in this interim stage, I want you to start thinking about what would completely be what I call a sharp right turn. So currently we're all going the same direction. All the preschool dance programs, all the early childhood music programs, all of, you know, everyone's kind of doing a similar kind of cookie cutter thing. I'm looking to you to see what kind of creativity and innovation you could bring to do a complete sharp right turn with your Ripple project. What could that look like? How could you differentiate yourself? Super fun thing to think about. Next, I want you to get really clear and write a very prescriptive list of what they're going to benefit, how they're going to experience this, what they're going to feel, what they're going to love. I want you to really think about, you might even like to speak to people, speak to your current family, speak to your current students, like, what do you see as the real benefit of this? Like, let's get it from the horse's mouth, I kind of figure. Let's really find out authentically, what do people see as the benefits? And because we can say that it may be cognitive development, it may be social skills, but I want to know what they think. Because I bet you 2 cents, if we start using the language that your current students are using and we put that into your marketing to, we say, compel, like, you know, for me, it's just that I feel like this is my family. I feel like this studio is my family. We can start kind of doing case studies and testimonials in your marketing that way. It's a lot more compelling. So I want you to really find out what your students see as the real benefits of what you do and why you do it. And the next thing I want you to do is to get really playful in terms of the descriptors. How are we describing your Ripple program? I want you to think about what it is and what it does, and I want you to write down so many words that kind of just detail the experience. Really thinking and using lots of adjectives and descriptive, rich words that can kind of talk about the engaging and the things that will delight and that will surprise as they go on this imaginative journey, and they kind of every week they evolve as they kind of da da da. Like, I want you to kind of get so playful here in describing your Ripple project. Banish all the boring words and don't use fun anymore. We can do better than that. You and I can do better than that. So I want you to get out your thesaurus. I use my thesaurus app on my phone pretty much every day. I want you to download the thesaurus app and really start playing and creating a rich descriptive language of what this program is, because when we start to raise the energy, when we start to get more compelling about this experience, that's when people are just attracted to it. If you can raise the impression of the experience you're providing, people will come like bees to honey. So this is one of our really signature things that we're going to do with you, is we're going to elevate all of the vocabulary you're using to describe your Ripple program. Now, we don't have to do this for every program, but remember, just do this one program first. We can do your other programs later. I want to get this program locked down first up. So in terms of your project attraction, and it's growing your Ripple project quickly, I want you to really create, and this is a playful thing to do. Some of you will kind of be challenged by this, but we are all here to support you and we can help you put it together in the Facebook group. I want you to share the most compelling and engaging description of the experience that we would have in your Ripple program in 25 words or less. It's a really good challenge. Sit with your thesaurus, get all of your descriptive words and all of your adjectives and put it into one compelling sentence that describes the experience that you provide. And this is what we're going to start to build your marketing plan around. And I want you to go and put this into the Facebook group, and we can even see how we can make it even more compelling, even more emotive. So here's a bunch of words that you can kind of come back to, like discover and announcing and the largest and guarantee and challenge and important. I want you to get really, really juicy. Find as many interesting words as you can to put together to make this come alive. I want your descriptors, I want your marketing to feel vibrant and like you're speaking right to my heart. And we're going to go over this in the next two modules as well, but this is going to get your muscles warmed up. So the lovely thing about what we're doing here, and we're getting through this whole process of the Ripple Project, but I just want to reinforce with you that if we get this set up in your golden egg formula for one program, literally the best thing to do is next time you're invited to the SEP, because as an alumni, remember, you get lifetime access. You can take this course with us as many times as you like. You are one of our very special people now. So next time you do the SEP, you might like to do this with another program. So you can have this in the back of your mind, thinking about your other programs, but I just want you to concentrate on this one program right now. This is where we're going to see the case studies. And you'll see, like, if you read through the SEP case studies, you'll see that people like, I took this program from 50 to 88. I went from 16 to 55. That's how we do this. And this is how it's been proven to succeed for so many studio owners around the world. But we can't get there without a plan. So now we need to get into our beautiful Arts in Action growth planner. Now this is, I know you've been so excited for this. You're all hanging out for this growth planner. So let's begin. So I've developed a beautiful signature system. Funny that. Are you with me now? Are you seeing the magic? Are you the smoke and mirrors? Really, it's all smoke and mirrors. You see it now. That's okay. So the thing that I want you to know is this, the Arts quadrant, which I developed, is based upon A for attraction, R for retention, T for team, and S for systems. And these are the four main categories that run in every single studio. And each of the four categories, if you think of them like spinning plates, we need to have your attraction going all the time. We need to got another kind of finger in the air spinning a plate with retention. We've got to have your team and your teachers kind of performing, and then we have to have your systems making sure the admin happens. All of the four plates need to be spinning all the time. If one plate falls over, everything kind of falls. For example, if we drop the ball on retention, then we're not going to have enough work for our teachers to be able to fulfill. If we drop the ball on our teachers, we're then not going to have a strong retention. If we stop attracting students because we get so taken care of, we get so caught up in taking care of our retention and our kind of, you know, sustaining the students, we're not going to have the capacity coming in through to sustain the classes. So we need each of these systems to be, each of these plates to be going at all times. So we're going to use the Arts Quadrant as the foundation for creating your growth plan for this comprehensive strategy to grow your Ripple project. Because arts planning equals growth planning. See, the thing for me that's so important is that I want very, very much for you to have sustainable growth. I'm so not a flash in the pan kind of girl. You know, I do know that there's, you know, a lot of ways that we really could just rapidly, you know, we could drop your prices, we could do like a major promotion for like, you know, come for 10 weeks for $20 and we could grow your studio and get amazing case studies, but it's not going to serve you because you'll go, you know, 12 months from now, you'll look back and you'll be in the very same place you are right now. And that is not what I want for you. So I want to ensure that not only are we attracting more students, that the students we attract, we're going to retain. And then the teachers are on board with the vision of the quality of experience we want to provide. And that we have the systems for both administration, systems for marketing, systems for retention, systems for financials, you know, everything sustainably delivering this consistently. I want the quality in your studio to be elevated as well as the size. I'm going to say that again because it was quite profound. I was impressed myself. I want the quality in your studio. I forgot what I said now. I want the quality in your studio to be raised as well as the size. If we can achieve that, then I'll know I've done my job and I know that you'll be on track to dramatic success. And 3 years from now, it'll be unrecognizable from where you started. Because if we can up-level all of these four quadrants, my goodness, just you wait. Because as we elevate the systems, the quality of your attraction will improve. As we improve the quality of your team, your retention will improve. So these are all so interconnected. This is not just a marketing course. This is a holistic studio growth course. And that's what this is all about. So let's get into this next section. Oh, I hope you're going well. How are you finding this first module? Are you already kind of going, oh, so much to think about? Take your time. You can always come back to this video, by the way. Just press pause and go, just take a deep breath and you need to kind of before we get into this next one. Or push on. So the first part of the arts quadrant is attraction. So this is getting very clear, and I want you under this quadrant on your page in the worksheet, I want you to list a few very specific ways of what you could do right now to attract families to your Ripple project, to your Ripple program, the specific one we've been talking about. So you might like to start with thinking, okay, well, I'm going to go through my inbox and I'm going to reach out to all of the inquirers who've inquired for this particular program in the past 6 months. I'm going to personally reach out to them. You might decide to put together a beautiful series of photos and compelling language descriptions for Facebook or for social media about this program and run a really beautiful intensive and maybe have a competition around it. You might decide to run a little event, kind of doing an event where you can kind of host a little workshop. It could be paid, it could be free, to really attract people to come to the studio and to learn more about your programs. You might decide to really invest in improving the description of your program on your website. Just really taking some time to just ramp that up because it might not be as evocative and as engaging and compelling. And we're going to be working on that later in the SEP, but you might like to just do a bit of play with that right now. So I want you to really kind of get some ideas about attraction. Now, one of the resources, bonus resources we have is the 100 ways to grow your studio. And this is like the most comprehensive list I can give you. We can just go, I'm going to do number 47, I'm going to do number 62, and I'm going to do number 91. And you can just pick that list and go, okay, this is how I'm going to implement it. So I want you to go through there and really get clear on your attraction strategies to grow your Ripple project over the next 10 weeks. Okie dokie. The next one is retention. So let's think about analyzing the retention in the program at the moment. I'd like you to identify, looking at the program, where are the major drop-off points? I'd like you to kind of see if you could identify any trends. Would you say that it's really around about like, you know, they stay for 6 months and then there seems to be a drop-off? Is it 2 years? Is it when they reach a particular milestone in age or kind of ability level? Is it when the curriculum changes slightly? Is it when school comes, or, you know, when there's one of those kind of major life transition times. I want you to get really clear on if we're looking holistically at this program and what is our ideal life cycle of a student. So if you could think like for this particular program, do you want students to stay in this program for 2 years or 3 years or 16 years? What is your intention for the program? And it's called the retention intention. So if you can keep a really clear idea about what you want to have them for, And then we can start to think, okay, well, at the moment, I want to have them for 3 years in this program. They're staying for about 18 months. So I need to look before that 18-month point. So I need to kind of really lock them down. So I want you to think about what you could do in this particular program and identify the holes that are kind of the leaky bucket, but also really thinking about what you could do to connect with them, to sustain them for longer. So really start to kind of put your thinking cap about that. The next one is the team. Now, team is so beautiful. Team is my favorite. The team is where you will really start to see this grow. So I want to start empowering you to think beyond you delivering this program. Now, some of you might be the sole teacher in your studio. Others, you might have dozens of teachers, depending on where you're at in your studio's growth journey. But I want you to really think about, what do your teachers need to know about this program? And if you are the only teacher in your studio and you're doing all of the delivery, I want you to start thinking about, how would I be training a teacher to deliver this on my behalf? So even kind of putting down, like, whether it's the lesson plans or whether it's kind of putting down the, you know, within the 12 months of the year, thinking about, well, after 6 months, I want to give them a little bit of feedback, going back on telling them how they're progressing and the students, how they're doing. I want you to get really clear on what are the experience you want to provide, even down to the detail of how are you going to have the room set up for this class? What's important about the visual experience? Is there music playing? Is there a table set up? What's on the table? How are you going to greet the students when they come into this particular class? What's about the external kind of follow-up? Like, how are you going to engage with the students outside of the class? So maybe on social media, or maybe on one of those wonderful programs that allow you to connect with students externally. So I want you to really think, what would be the benchmark for your team? How do we want them to be engaging in this program? What do they need to know to help us attract and retain more students? The other thing to really think about is, how many team members would you like long-term to be kind of running this? And really thinking about, how can you systemize it? Because remember, we're going back to that replicable formula. Ideally, when you have a new team member come on to teach this program, you'll be able to go, here you go. Here's all our details on this program. And you'll be able to see the intention and the reason behind why you're doing what you're doing. This is when we really start to see everything be up-leveled to a whole nother degree, and where you can step aside confidently knowing that, wow, they're doing such a beautiful job and they're so capable because you've trained them well. And the final thing is the systems. What about kind of when we're looking at the financials of receiving payments for this program? Is that working at the moment? How could we kind of shift things up around to get better systems? Looking at your onboarding experience. So when you are nurturing inquiries, what do you need to include from the first inquiry right through to them coming into their first class? What do we need to have in that period of time to completely knock their socks off in a way that is sustainable and systematic and consistent? When we're thinking about systems, what do we need to do to make enrollment easier? How can we make enrollment easier and more of a no-brainer for families? How can we simplify the communication that needed? How can we kind of maybe develop a 12-month plan for communication for this program so that you know every second week of August, this particular note goes out. On the third week in January, this little internal messaging is going to be happening. You know, really, let's see if we can develop this into what I call that replicable formula, so that you have got the systems for delivering this program without the scramble anymore. So if we were to kind of completely map this out over 12 months, this is where we would begin. Exciting, huh? So that is the arts quadrant. If we can literally get this knuckled down over this program, we're going to see unbelievable growth in your student. So I'm so excited to get started with you. So this has been the beginning of module one. This is a test taste of what we're going to be working on over the next 10 weeks as we dive into deeper and deeper details into your Ripple project, into various elements of your studio. So the first thing I want you to do is to download all of the worksheets from module one, and I'll probably encourage you to print them off, and I want you to organize them in your beautiful new studio expansion binder. Get a dedicated folder where you can keep everything nice and secure all in one place, and then you can start working on them. So I want you to block out some time. Give yourself an hour or two to sit somewhere quiet. I would probably say don't do it at the studio. Go sit in a lovely restaurant or a cafe, sit by the beach or in a park. You know, go somewhere that is really allows you to be creative and think. I want you to have time to think. And if you can do that, you can really start to see how this will come together, and allow yourself to really just immerse yourself in possibility. Don't find yourself going, oh, I can't do that, or I can't do that. get it on paper. We can always be realistic afterwards. I figure, like, let's just kind of think big. What if we could do this? So allow yourself to dream. The next thing is to create your hug goal. And I want this to be something that will both stretch you, but also inspire you. So really thinking 12 months from now, what would be, in your eyes, quite a remarkable achievement, but you know in your heart that you could make it happen with some dedicated action. So really getting clear on your hug goal and sharing that. And then also what your Ripple project is. So over the 10 weeks, which program you are working on transforming over the course of the 10-week Studio Expansion Program. So jump into the Studio Expansion Program Facebook group, and I want you to share those two things with us. And we are all here to support you, and we cannot wait to watch as we start implementing these things into your studio what will be blossoming over the coming 10 weeks and beyond. And more than anything, we are so thrilled to have you in part of this community, and we cannot wait to watch your studio blossom and blossom, and you to become a stronger leader of your studio than you've ever been before. So thank you so much for being with us, and we cannot wait to get started. So if you need any support at any stage, remember all of Team Expansion is here to support you, and you can contact us at any time. Thank you so much, and off you go. Go get started. Bye.